hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good morning. Yes, I'm back. It's Monday morning, folks. Yes, I am back in the saddle again, folks. Welcome to the Clever Mind Radio Talk Show. Let's turn this down a little bit here. Welcome to a beautiful Monday morning here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Folks, I've stayed up all night long trying to get this studio together, still getting computers together, trying to get everything together. It's coming together, folks, so bear with me. It takes a little time. It took a couple hours just to get the computer situated. Don't know why, but I've got new ones coming. It's a beautiful day on Motivational Monday. I want to be motivated myself, so let's all just be in a very great mood today. I have an excellent guest on today. The sky is green and the grass is blue. Deb Scott. Let me turn down this intro a little bit here. And because I am back in the saddle again here on BBS Radio. This is the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show where we turn a negative into a positive. And welcome this morning, Deb. How you doing, ma'am?
Hi, Zachary, and hello to all you great listeners. Happy Motivational Monday. It's great to be with you.
It's Mr. Z. So we're on the air, so we got to go Mr. Z.
Okay.
So how you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's really awesome to be back with you and with your listeners, too, in Las Vegas. It's a little chilly over here in the Boston area, so I'm glad that you're warming things up out in Vegas.
Say Boston?
Boston. Park in the car in Boston.
Well, this is Motivational Monday here on the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. And I want to introduce you to my audience. And my Ustream feed is not working today through the radio aspect, but it is working on the other stations, folks. So you can go to ustreamtv.com, Clever Minds Live, and you can see my shiny face. And you can see Deb's book as well, too. So, Deb, introduce yourself and tell us who you are, please.
Well, I am the queen of loving to be motivated. So I think that people that really enjoy what they're doing are passionate because it's something that they've experienced firsthand. And believe me, I have felt some hero to zero things, the good, the bad, and everything in between. So I wrote the book because it's the book I wanted to read. It's the things that I was looking for because I had some junk that I needed to dump in my life. And it's made a difference for me, so it's something that I'm really excited and dedicated and passionate about sharing with other people because, you know, one thing, Mr. Z, we all have in common, and your listeners and I, we can, even though we haven't met in person, I think that when we connect our hearts to the fact that we've all had some suffering, we've all had some trials, we've all had some tribulations, we all have that in common. And the other component to that is we all want to be happy, we all want to be loved, and most of us want to be, you know, living on purpose and doing something that's meaningful. So I think that's what it's all about, and it's great to just be able to share that theme with Motivational Monday.
Okay, here.
Hold on, I had a commercial come in, and I apologize.
It's even preloaded with Inception.
They've done it to me all the time.
Dream.
I hate when it does that to me. Oh, here we go. I'm sorry. It's that Ustream feed. So, Deb, on a Motivational Monday, what do you inspire us to do on a Motivational Monday today?
So today what I want to talk about is everybody thinking of themselves. The theme is the diamond of you and thinking about yourself as a diamond. And diamonds are formed under pressure, so the good news is that anything that you think isn't great in your life is really going to be a blessing in disguise. And there's ways to uncover it because typically people's reaction is, oh, yeah, right, well, how am I going to transform this? Or how can I look at this any different? Or how could I use that? Or how can I really apply this in my life in this moment? But you can, and that's what I want to talk about today.
All right, well, let's talk about it. This is your 35 minutes, I promised you.
Okay, so the first thing is, you know, if you think of your name, the letters, the first letters in your name. So for me, Deb, right? So think of something that's really awesome about yourself, that's brilliant, that's your one-of-a-kind sparkle and shine, and think of, and write down, of course, if you're driving, you're just thinking about it, what it is that's really awesome about you, the first letter of your name, something that you're really grateful for, that you're excited about, something that people are always complimenting you on. So for me, D, you know, dedication. I have this tenacious grip with something until I see it through to the end. E might be enthusiasm, because when I get excited about something, I love to share with others, because nothing makes me so happy than for somebody listening today at the end of the show to call you up and say, oh, I want one of those books, those free giveaway books, or I'm going to go out and read that or share it with somebody. So just think of your name. Think of something that's really awesome that makes you a one-of-a-kind shine in that. And think about how you can transform that into something really magnificent. And realize that some of those things that have been under pressure, that those things you just wrote down are going to be your transformation machine to stepping into your greatness. And consider, for a moment, just consider that some of those trials and sufferings and some of that pain is giving you the very thing that you're dreaming to achieve. And I'm going to give you an example of somebody that I was just speaking with. You might know her, actually, Mr. Z, Raven Blair Davis. She's a radio host in Texas. She interviews a lot of celebrities, tons of celebrities, and she's been on CBS Radio, CNN Radio. She's won all sorts of awards. She's one of the top 10 in Small Business Trends, collection of the best of the best. And she was in a job, and maybe somebody listening feels exactly the same way as Raven did, that she hated, that she was doing just for the paycheck, and it was a telemarketing job. And it was all about the money. She absolutely hated it. It was just terrible. She didn't enjoy it, and she did it for as long as she could and had to, because we all have to pay bills. You know, you can be yes. really spiritual and everything, but you still got to pay electric bills and heat and all that. So she had a turning point in her life where her mother was in the hospital, you know, on death's door, and she lost her job. She wasn't there enough, so they just let her go. And she was with her sister, and she started to talk to some people in the hospital about experiences. And somebody had said to her, you know, you should really share that. You know, you should share that in a venue where people can hear that, because it's really inspirational. She had this idea of, well, maybe I could do a radio show. Maybe I could do something like that. She started Careers from the Kitchen Table out of her house, actually really out of the hospital that she was in. She started interviewing somebody. One person started to turn into another, and now she's got this award-winning CNN, CBS radio show, you know, speaking to stars all over the country. And she was telling me that the thing that she hated, that marketing, that telemarketing job that she cursed on a regular basis, if it wasn't for that job, she would have never had the skill set to be as successful as she is today in her dream job, which she totally loves and is excelling in. So, you know, it's stuff like that that's possible for people. But I just want to take it one step further to put it into a practical application. If you have something in your life that you want to transform, similar to Raven or similar to the stories that you've read in my book, maybe it's abuse. Maybe it's something really bad like that, verbal, physical. Maybe it's some unforgiveness you have for a relative or somebody, you know, maybe it's a husband or a wife. Maybe it's something like that. Maybe it's a financial devastation, you know. Maybe it's some people fighting addictions. I mean, there's a lot of things out there, right, Mr. Z? We can all pick one. So what you want to do is find somebody. We need mentors. We speak a language, whether it's Chinese, Spanish, English. We didn't learn it on our own. There's no shame in asking somebody to help. I used to be in cardiac surgery sales, and even the best surgeon I knew still had to go to somebody else to have surgery performed on them. You know, so what we have to do is be open to accept a mentor and find somebody who suffered that loss, who transformed it. And what you can go on Google if you needed to, or you could find all sorts of opportunities. Your show is filled with people that have, you know, turned things around and transformed them. and you really want to follow them. What are they reading? What's their spiritual life like? Do they pray? Do they have some God of their understanding? Do they have some sort of group or associated people? Do they have some sort of practice? What are they eating in the morning? I mean, reading, doing. You want to know who they are. You want to taste and experience their life. And then you want to start following that and seeing what they're doing, because, you know, the best way to learn is from somebody who's already been there and done that, and that makes it possible. And, you know, I think that we forget that the gift of each other, a gift like a radio show like this, the gift of replaying something, the gift of learning somebody else's story in a book or their wisdom, I think we forget that that's how we help each other grow and encourage one another. And, you know, the other component of that, as you're, you know, finding that good mentor who's overcome the obstacle that you want to overcome, you have to look at who they're not associating with. You know, part of the problem is letting go of the energy vampires, you know, the negative dream killers. And that's a tough one. And we have to realize what they're not doing as much as what they are doing. So, you know, there's a whole lot more that we could go to this, but I just wanted to make sure that people could say, hey, I listened to this, and this is something I can do right now in the moment.
Well, you know, it's funny that you speak about that, and it's people that you don't associate with. That's when you need to really look at people. I have friends in my life that I really truly love and adore, but I don't associate them much with them anymore because of the level of my life I'm trying to get to. Not that I don't respect them; it's just that we're not on the same playing field. Does that make sense, Deb?
Absolutely, and people make it, I think, sometimes too complicated. I work with teens a lot, Mr. Z, and I think that sometimes simplicity is a gift. And, you know, somebody's spraying perfume on you, and if you're standing next to it, you're going to start picking up that fragrance. But guess what? If you're standing next to a pile of manure, what's going to be happening to you? You're not going to be smelling too pretty. And people are the same way. You have to really be careful who you associate with. And you said it perfectly. Not that they're bad, not that you're judging them, but you have to know who you are. You know, the old Aristotle statement, the unexamined life isn't worth living. You have to know who you are, and that's why that exercise writing your name down. You have to know what your strengths are. You have to know what your weaknesses are. You have to know what the desire of your heart is. I think most people that I speak with that are really excelling in their life, not that they're exempt of bad feelings or bad experiences, they just overcome them and gain some merit out of the bad things so that nothing in their life is wasted towards their goal. You know, those people usually have some sort of a faith in some sort of a higher power, that there is a reason for everything and that there can be an ultimate good, or at least consider the possibility. And, you know, that's part of the theme, is to just be simple and look at nature, look at people, look at, you know, common sense things, because it doesn't have to be any more complicated than that. But the result can be awesome.
I totally agree. Deb, tell us who you are, and also how this. You have a blog talk radio show as well, too, right? And tell us everything about you.
Yes, which I'm really excited for you to be a guest on. So make sure you tell your listeners that you'll be coming up soon. It's the Best People We Know radio show, and experts and celebrities, people that are really just motivated to share their experience, the things that they've learned with others, so that we can all help one another be our best, be happy, you know, share our one-of-a-kind shine. Because, you know, the person that we want to help is obviously ourselves, because we want to feel better when we're happy and peaceful inside. But it's one of the most unselfish things we can do, to be our best, because that's going to make our family the best, our kids the best, the people in our community the best. You know, you cannot be, you know, happy when your fists are clenched for a fight. You have to have an open heart. You have to have some humility. You have to have some gratitude. And you have to know that, hey, this is a process. And if we all listen and learn together, we're going to get there a lot, you know, faster, and it's going to be a lot more enjoyable. So that's what the radio show is about.
Okay,
and it's a lot of fun.
Well, tell me this. Here we go. On a motivational Monday, my name is Mr. Z. It's the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. We're turning negative into a positive. Now, on a motivational Monday, some people going through life right now with a lot of freaking negatives. I mean, so many negativity aspect, and they're trying to say, you know, life's going to get better, life's going to get better. And I listened to Joel Osteen yesterday, and you said something earlier. You know, maybe the tide's against you, but it's gonna come your way eventually. What if people are drowning in the tide? When they're trying to make it turn around, when they just sink and they're just buried, how do you get them back to the aspect? It's like, look, I've drowned and I'm tired of drowning and I'm bobbling up and down and I'm just surviving. Turning a negative into a positive, how do you work that out?
Yeah. The first thing that I recommend for people to do, and believe me, I eat my words regularly, is accept and embrace those feelings. So, you know, our initial inclination is to, if we're upset or feeling bummed out that, you know, it is hopeless, our initial feeling is to say, oh, everything's hopeless, life will never get better, I just don't want to think about it. And that's when you can get into addictions and that counterfeit happiness just to make the pain go away. But no, what I would tell people is lean into your feelings and embrace it. It's like the little voice in your head, those gremlin voices that say something negative, self-talk, something nasty, those little self-esteem monsters. You know, you have to say, oh, there I go again. You know, there's that thought again. So that when you claim it, you name it, and you identify it, and you embrace it, that's when it can lose its power. And it seems counterintuitive to say, as you mentioned, you're drowning. You're feeling like, you know, you have no hope. Your life will never be better. This is all a bunch of rhetoric, and it doesn't apply in my life. It's easy to say that. And anybody who's anybody has been there and done that. And if they say they haven't, they're lying. Because what this is about is not about, you know, the typical self-help motivation. Okay, you're exempt of problems, you're exempt of those negative feelings. No, the new way of thinking is to accept that everybody has these times. That's not the choice. The greatness comes and the success comes in how or what you've done to create those life preservers, you know, those things that you can grab, those people in your life. Because when the time to perform has arrived to get out of that sinking, the thinking sinking, you know, the time to prepare is past. So, you know, even if things aren't really bad in your life right now or you don't have a real big challenge, this is a great time to take these tools and start using them because eventually something's going to happen to you. It's the human condition. And once you can accept and embrace it, then you can start detaching enough to have a mindset to start using the tools that we're talking about.
Well, I always tell everybody on my program, this is the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. I am Mr. Z, where I can only bring you a smile and happiness and put a song in your heart. I bring experts like Deb Scott to the show because this is Motivational Monday. And here's what I always tell people. Sometimes in life, you need to have tools in your toolbox that you may not always need, but you need to have them and know how to use those tools just in case something is called insurance. Just in case something goes wrong, or you can, matter of fact, you can loan that tool to somebody else. What do you think about that, Deb?
No, I think that's exactly, you hit it right there on the nail on the head. And the big mistake is that people think, oh, motivational speakers, you know, they never get bummed out, or people like you doing the radio show, you never have any problems. That's not reality, and that's not the goal. The thing is that you have the right tools in your toolbox. You're not building your house with a rubber hammer. You've got things that are going to work. So, you know, part of the mentors are, what are those people doing? What have they been reading? What have they been doing on a regular basis? What have they been doing so that their roots in their life are really grounded deep, so that when the storm comes, they're not on the ground? And sometimes that's, who have they been associating with? What have they been clear in their focus about to know their strengths and their weaknesses? Do they know what their designed purpose is? Do they have a passion that they're continually nurturing? Do you have maybe a good 12-step group? Maybe it's something like that. A good group of people that are listening to you in a non-judgmental way. You know, it really comes down to one thing, and it sounds like a cliche, but it's so true. It's all about the love, Mr. Z, because people that know that they're worth themselves, valuable, if they know that they themselves are valuable, not because of what they look like, not because of their money, not because of the car and all that exterior stuff. If they know that their value as a person is because they exist, they're necessary, and that just by them being their best, they're making a difference in the world. And when they know that they're lovable because of their existence rather than what they're doing, then everything else will happen from there, because people with good self-esteem, people that know that they're lovable, people that know that they're loved, they are the ones that are able to look at things with those glasses that we're trying to get everybody to put on today, to look at things in a new way and say, you know what? This thing here looks really horrible that I've just lost a ton of money in a financial, you know, disaster, or my house or whatever. But you know what? I'm able to see that if it wasn't for that pressure, I wouldn't be sparkling in that way with my wife, or we wouldn't be together as a family looking at spending time doing things that don't cost a lot of money. We're actually spending time to know each other because we don't have the money, you know? And those are the things that are the gifts.
I got you. Now, here we go. I'm going to be a little controversial here this morning, because this is what I'm all about. I like poking people. This is the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. We're turning a negative into a positive, folks. Today, I'm talking about Motivational Monday, where I'm here with Deb Scott. What if you have an a-hole who consistently wants to make your life miserable, and no matter what, they get their jollies off by throwing negativity your way, even though you're trying to be positive? Now, how do you handle that?
And we all have people like that, Mr. Z. And here's my quick comeback. One finger pointed at you means there's three fingers pointing back at me. The more we can keep our focus on ourselves and realize that everybody else has the free will to control their lives, just like I have the free will to control mine, when we realize that our business is to control us, our business is to work on what we do and say and think and feel. And the only way that you can have forgiveness for another person that is clearly out to get you and enjoying being, you know, horrible to you, because there are people like that, is to understand, number one, nobody can give what they don't have. So if they're throwing poison at you, they've got a lot of poison inside them, a lot more poison inside them, to be able to spit it at you. You know, those cobras, they're spitting out venom. They got a lot more than they're injecting into you. So when you see somebody that's out to be negative, that's revengeful, you know, trying to make your life miserable, maybe ruin your credibility, say horrible things to you, play those games with words, you know, and we all know people like that, you have to first accept the fact that they've got a lot more poison in them than what they're throwing on you. And that kind of helps you detach from taking it personally, because that's just the way they are. It's just the way they are. If they're that way with you, they're that way with a lot of other people, and most of all with themselves. And then the second thing is to understand that they're on a journey just like we are. And part of their journey and your journey are coming together because there's a lesson for you. Maybe it's compassion. Maybe it's realizing you don't want to be like that.
Right.
Maybe it's realizing that, you know, I need to ask myself why I'm hanging around this person, or why I'm letting this person speak to me. Maybe it's as simple as, do you love yourself enough to not talk to that person? You know, I mean, don't put your hand in the fire if you don't want to get burned. You know, part of good wisdom and understanding is having the ability to know who you should associate with and who you shouldn't. And that takes sometimes practice, especially if you've been in an upside-down boot camp, you know, where the good is the bad and the bad is the good, and you're kind of like, okay, I'm not really sure I can, you know, I'm not trying to be naive, but maybe there's something about this person that I need to really look at, because you can't go by what people say, Mr. Z. You can only go by what they do. because words are meaningless. You can only know the truth of a person in what their actions are. Potato trees don't grow, apple trees don't grow potatoes, excuse me, and you can't get somebody's behavior one way and then have them be a different way. So, you know, it's all these things that are in a person, in what they do and what they say, and why we listen and how we can detach from that. You know, and that takes a good self-esteem. That takes a real level of solid maturity and healthy humility to know that it's not about you, what that person is saying. And if there is something in there that you need to know, just be grateful that you got that lesson. But, you know, maybe they didn't send it to you in a very good package because that's the best that they can do. And, you know, these people can also be great gifts for us to step into that greatness that I think we're all called to step into. I mean, I believe firmly that we all have the capability of changing. We all have the capability of taking those things that put us under pressure to be that diamond that we are, to shine our most bright. But it's a process. There's no graduation from life. And you got to do it every day. And you have to work on it every day.
There's a graduation from life. It's called pushing daisies.
You got that. Yes, right. Oh, you're too funny.
I'm sorry, but it's the truth. All right, here we go. This is Motivational Monday. And Deb, tell us, I know I only have about 7 minutes before I have to let you go, and I'm sorry about that. I wish I'd keep you on. You have things to do. Tell us how to get in touch with you and the name of your book, please.
Okay. Well, it's The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside Down World Right Side Up. Kind of, you know, can you see those green skies? Yes, yeah, so that would be, you can get it on my website, which is Green Sky and Bluegrass, all one word, andbluegrass.com. And I have blog posts there, some free downloads, all sorts of great resources and fun stuff. And I hope people will stop by. There's a Mind Vitamin, speaking of clever minds, I have a Mind Vitamin newsletter, which people can sign up for. And you can get the book through me or through Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com. It's on Kindle. And I'm a little biased. I do think it's a great read, and I hope people will love it and enjoy it. And I'd love to hear from people, too. And I'm going to be sending you out some free books for your audience. And remember, we all help each other.
I really appreciate this well, too. Here we go. On a Motivational Monday, and the reason why I want to talk with you, I have people who are naysayers in my life, and they bring you down. But can I say this and tell me, Deb, you don't have to back me up. I'm just throwing something out there. No matter what people do to you, when you get those calluses of life on you, sometimes those are scars of pride because they can't hurt you anymore or they can't take you down because of the nature of what they're trying to do because you're not privy to their BS anymore. You're just like, you know what? I'm Teflon now. So on a Motivational Monday, I want people to understand as well, too. People can only hurt you so much. Am I right or wrong? To the point where it doesn't even affect you anymore.
No, exactly. And, you know, the Teflon man thing, I love that visual. But, you know, I love the visual to just echo what you said, which is so true. You know, water goes off a duck's back pretty effortlessly. You know, it just goes right off. And they just go on moving in their direction, swimming along and enjoying their, you know, their journey. And I think that the more we know who we are, the more we love who we are, the more we recognize our strengths, the more compassion we can have for somebody else that really is in a very, very bad, poisonous, miserable place, okay, the more we're able to just let those things go. And, you know, maybe they do bother us, but maybe it's just for a second instead of a whole day. Maybe there's, you know, something that we can do, like we're talking about today, to be able to detach, and then the emotion doesn't come into us and we don't take that poison. You know, we can only die from arsenic when we ingest it. And what you're saying is exactly true, and people don't have to wait. You know, they can learn right now before they take too much arsenic and wondering why they're sick. Just don't take it. Just don't take it. And the question is, why do we surround ourselves with people that are so poisonous? Why do we do that to ourselves?
Well, before I have about 4 minutes before I let you go, and tell me this. We all have signs about people, how negative they are. When we see those signs, we don't. I think this. We shouldn't be rude about it, but we should turn around the other direction. When you start seeing signs that people are a certain way, you have a clue before it really happens to you. But we are so kind-hearted within our life. We always give people a chance because we want people to give us a chance. But if you see something, you need to run the opposite direction. Does that make sense? Because if you see a little bit of it at first, that's your life signals telling you, hey, just say it's not right for you. Why do we always go towards that person even though we know that they're wrong and that negativity jumps into us and our motivational aspect is gone? You know what I mean?
Yes, and you just hit a real good truth there. And there can be different reasons, but in a quick amount of time. When we don't pay attention to, as you said, that body scan, you know, I'm talking to this person, I don't know why this doesn't sound right to me, but I'm feeling kind of sick in my stomach, or I'm feeling confusion, or I'm feeling anxiety. You have to pay attention to those things. And I think, especially in the social media age, we're so inundated with external things that
right.
we don't want to listen to the truth of how we're feeling. Because that's a big key, what you just said there, paying attention to how you feel and going with that instinct versus, you know, trying to understand it intellectually. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, if you're a person who wants to give yourself a second chance or the people that you love a second chance, you want to give somebody else that maybe hasn't earned that a second chance. But unfortunately,
right.
you have to go by the person's behavior. You can't make the other person be who you want them to be. What you have to do is, without judgment, without, you know, transferring your values into their head, you have to observe, who are they? What are they doing? What are they saying? How am I feeling around them? How have they treated other people? Who are they associating with? What are the fruits in their life? What are they living? What are they practicing? And you just have to look at it without the emotion. And when you can do those two things together, you've got a winning equation, because then you're realizing that you have got to, again, focus on yourself and just accept who they are. And when you can do that, then you don't have to rework something. You know, maybe there's somebody in your life that is lying to you, and they've got an alcoholism issue, and you're like, oh, I'm going to give them one more chance, just one more chance. Well, you know what? You're not doing them any favor. You think you're helping them, but you're hurting them, and you're only hurting yourself. And if there's somebody in your younger years that was an alcoholic, you might feel like, well, I can make it up now and later in life, because when I was younger, I couldn't do it. And that's where you just have to let go and just trust the universe or God is going to take care of those things. But that isn't something that you have to do, is fix everybody else. But, you know, you just really hit it so perfectly. And that's where it takes more strength to let go of someone than it does to hold on to them.
Okay.
And that becomes our control issue. That becomes our control issue that we have to work on.
Well, I'm a man of my word. I got to let you go. It's 9:35 because you said that, you know, you got to get out. Can you tell us who you are again and how to get in touch with you? And I have a giveaway. I've been texting people text me already for the books. Tell us how to get in touch with you, and we'll talk again real soon.
Yes, and don't forget, you're coming on my show, so we do have to talk
yes.
real soon so we can share your wisdom. Okay. It's Deb Scott. It's Deb at greenskyandbluegrass.com, or you can go to greenskyandbluegrass.com. Love people. Love to see you. Got Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter is Green Sky Deb. Find me somewhere. And, you know, we all help each other on the journey. And this is my last thing. Two quotes. Oscar Wilde, be yourself. Everybody else is already taken. And Everett Hubbard says, don't take life too seriously because you'll never get out alive.
That's why I said, why so serious? Thank you, Deb. I appreciate you being on it. And we'll talk again real soon, okay?
Okay. Love you, Mr. Z. And thank you for making the world a better place. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Bye.
Bye-bye, Deb. All righty, folks. This is a Motivational Monday here. We just had Deb Scott on. And on a Motivational Monday, here's what we're going to talk about. And I'm not going to stay on too much longer as well, too. I have to go out and take care of something as well, too. Here we go about a Motivational Monday. I'm going through some trying times right now. And as I spoke about earlier, about you have signals within your life that you know if somebody's bad, good, or indifferent. This is in business. is in life, as is with your children. Now, with your children, you should have a little bit more control, but sometimes we lose control of our children, and we wonder where we lost it at. We lost control when we first saw an inclination of what we needed to do. Doesn't mean beat your child. Doesn't mean yell at them, curse them out, or things of that nature. You are the parent, and that means you should have taken control of the situation a little bit earlier, letting kids get out of hand. Not that you have to be so stern, but sometimes you do, in order to correct them for the path they're going down. Also, let's deal with it in a professional aspect. If you see something that you're not quite comfortable with, don't just sit back and say, oh, I can handle it and let it roll off. Now, I'm not saying you have to be a crybaby. Now, I'm going to talk to you about something that's really, really prevalent, and I'm not taking it lightly. Sexual harassment. Now, sometimes people say, you're taking it too serious. Sometimes people do take a little bit too serious, but hey, that's their right. That's their prerogative. What I'm saying is this. If you feel a certain way, Motivational Monday is this. If you feel a certain way to keep yourself upbeat, if you don't like the vibe that you're feeling, speak up, everybody. Speak up. Say you don't like it. It's not saying that you're trying to be a bitch or you're trying to bitch like that. If you don't like it for any particular reason, discuss to yourself why don't you like it. And if you really don't like it because of a bias or racial aspect, that's something a little bit different. But if you don't like it because of some moral aspect about you or something like that, and it's really making you uncomfortable, speak about it. Don't get the person in trouble. Take the person aside or any person you're trying to deal with, even your child. Speak with them about it. Get to the point whereas you're comfortable about airing your differences before it escalates to something that you're not quite comfortable with at all in life. On a Motivational Monday, I want you to keep that song in your heart because nobody else can put that song in your heart but you. Unless you're sitting on the operating table with Dr. DeBakey, I think he probably passed away. He can do something for you. But me personally, I have naysayers. I have people who try to knock my spirits down. But my whole thing is this. Don't let them steal your thunder. Don't let them steal your happiness in life. Don't let them steal the things that you as a person want to have. Because they're not going to bring you your happiness. Only you are. Now, another aspect as well, too, if you have children in your life that you feel that are not quite outgoing or energetic, sit down, take time to talk with them. Teenagers, especially nowadays, have so many different outlets besides the outlet that you have as a parent. They can go to play games. They can go play the social media aspect, all that other stuff. Here's what I want you to do today on a Motivational Monday. Do me a favor. Find time today to find something that really, truly makes you happy. They can always keep you up. Last time I said something about the song aspect. Let's take it not so much as a song. Let's take it somewhere a little bit more deeper, a place that you like that can keep you happy, a smell that you might like, the perfume you haven't bought in a while. Treat yourself to keep yourself motivated. The song is good, but let's find something a little bit more physical today. A certain meal that you like, cook it for yourself, or that pair of socks that you feels good on your feet. Don't go too extravagant, or if you have the money to do it, then do it. But I'm not saying you have to go out and do something totally extravagant to the point where it hurts you financially or you feel guilty about it. That's not motivation. That's counterproductive. How about you just find something that totally makes you feel good? How about that walk? How about that thing to the gym? I have Gold's Gym memberships. If you want some Gold's Gym memberships, give me a call. Call me at 702-771-8450, and I'll email you a membership. And I know that the people over there at Gold's Gym, they would love to have you over there, give you a month free pass. Find something that you have not normally done in the last, say, 90 days. This is March, April, May. Let me say January, February, March. It's about 90 days since the first of the year. And I know a lot of people have started their New Year's resolutions. If you still have them, I'm happy for it. I don't believe in them because I think every day is a new year and every day is a new part of your life. So I don't like doing, motivational things to the point where you make a promise to yourself. Because the first thing you do is you lie to yourself. Then you want people to help hold you accountable. How about you just don't make any promises that way? How about you just go ahead and just do it? Like Nike says, I'm not trying to steal that quote, but just do it. On a Motivational Monday today, it's beautiful here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I have a thing about life. I don't care if it's cloudy or raining. The sun shines within me. It doesn't shine within the outside of the world. Does that make sense? Every time I see my life, I look at myself and I try to say, you know what? I'm happy. I'm not pushing daisies. I'm not in jail. I spoke with my cousin the other day. He's incarcerated, and he gave me a call, and I was driving from another show. And he told me, you know, he's reading motivational stuff. And people always seem to find God when they're incarcerated or when things go bad. Don't wait till times are bad in order to find a spiritual being within your life. It's already there. Don't wait till you do something totally wrong to pray or to ask for spiritual help. Do it on an ongoing basis. That way it doesn't feel like it's abnormal to you. Do it on a consistent basis. Wake up and say, you know, I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for having a job. Even if you don't like the job, do the best that you can in order to motivate yourself to get to the next level. I do things on a part-time level that I'm not quite comfortable with. People don't know what I do at the job I'm at, and they treat me like crap. I don't like it, but what I do, I look on the inside of myself, and I smile. Know that I'm better than that, and I'm okay with it. The same thing is this. If you have somebody in your life you're not quite comfortable with, and you're tied to them, you can't get away from them, so say your spouse or something else, you can distance yourself from them. You don't have to communicate with them on a consistent basis, but you can distance yourself from them to the point where, you know what, this is not working out. I think that me and you are not compatible in that aspect of the way. Only thing I want to talk to you about is the problem at hand, or not so much the problem, the issue at hand, be it your kids or the car or the dog or the house, to the point where you can get over it, to the point where, you know, you don't have to discuss it. Because here's the thing. Some people are tied to you no matter what, but you as a person have the ability to choose how you're going to interact with them. It pisses them off. I know it does because I'm doing it myself. But you know what? That's not your problem. If you don't want to go too far with them and deal with them, that just cut them short, because you know what? That's not the level of life you want to be in. On a Motivational Monday today, please, folks, pick something. Find a place. Find something physical that makes you happy. Go get a manicure. Veronica was telling me that I needed a manicure, and I'm going to go get one of those hopefully soon. I've been budgeting because of the show. And also, I'm looking for sponsors. So anybody wants to bring a product or sponsor, help me with the show. But everything's on my dime. You can email me at MrZ@CleverMinds1.com. And I would appreciate anything or anybody wants to help me out so I can bring you to the forefront. What I'm trying to say is this. On a Motivational Monday, it doesn't just stop because it's Monday or start because it's Monday. It should be an on-giving thing. When you wake up in the morning, please, folks, find that song in your heart to make you do that motivational aspect. Find something that truly is going to keep you motivated throughout the course of the day. Also, here's another thing I want people to understand. Take a moment for yourself. Find a spot at work, at home, in your car, during lunch. If it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes, take the time to reevaluate what's going on with you. Look at your inner consciousness. Are you happy? If you are not happy, how do I fix it? The physical aspect and the mental. And I'm not saying that people are handicapped. Please don't take it the wrong way. It is a challenge, and it's hard sometimes. But some people overcome handicaps in a lot of different ways. One of the smartest people in the world is in a wheelchair, and he can't speak. But he's overcame quite a bit of obstacles. And I'm sure he could be a great motivational speaker if I could ever get him. And I'm not sure the gentleman's name, and it's lost. But what I'm trying to say is this. We have the ability within ourselves to cure a lot of things. Even though people take meds and things like that, you know, I'm not a doctor, so I can't prescribe or can't say yay or nay about taking pills or don't take pills. What I'm trying to say is this. God or whatever power has created us has given us the ability to make ourselves happy. We should look at that and take it to the next level. Make yourself happy. Make yourself be the person you need to be. I know times are hard. I had a friend who said women are like spider monkeys. They don't leave one branch of a tree till they grasp another one. If you're trying to grasp for something else, reach for it and make sure it's the thing you want to have, and then go to the next branch, leave the other one behind, but leave it in a nice way, because you never know when you have to go reach that branch again. Don't break it off to the point, it's like burn your bridges. Don't burn your bridge, but, you know, it's going to be all good in life. I want you to do this today. Find this book. If you don't have a copy, you don't have the money. The sky is green and the grass is blue. I'll send you a copy. Email me at MrZ@CleverMinds1.com. That's the number one, and I'll get it to you. I'm going to have a guest on this Wednesday. It's Karen Garvey. I had her on Begin Here. She's going to be on this Wednesday as well, too. So you love to have her on. It's going to be Wellness Wednesday. And I'm going to have a business person on coming up this Friday. And I'm going to make sure everything's set up on that.
I'm not going to stay with you long, a couple more moments. If you are not happy, do not blame anybody else but yourself. Don't blame your circumstances. If you look at the news, and I try not to look at it too much, look at the other countries. They're going through all this turmoil and blight and the stuff that happened over, I think it's Japan. It's just devastating. We in America do have some hard times. Don't get me wrong. We have some devastating things that happen to us. But overall, America is a good place. I don't like it sometimes because of the stuff that goes on with me, but I have to look at it like this. We have the ability in this country to change a lot of things through social media and through the aspect of speaking out. We're not so much stifled within our words. People will let us speak our minds more here in this country than any other country in the world that I know of. Speak up. Stay motivated. Speak your mind. What's wrong with that? If somebody doesn't like it, tough. Excuse my language, but tough. They have to get over it. It's your life. Speak your mind. Don't be nasty. Keep it civil, okay? But motivate yourself to the point where it's you as a person. I don't care what age you are, if you're 70-something or if you're 10 years old or if you're 15 or you're 20-something. It's all about you. Don't take it the wrong way. You have to be about you, because if it's not about you, then who is it about? The next person? No, it has to be about you. It has to be about you so you can be nice. So you can, people can look at you and say, you know what, that's a nice person. Oh, why does he seem to be so happy? Because of this. He realizes, or they realize, or she realizes that, you know what, you can only change people only so much. If they want to be nasty, they want to be nasty, but I can change myself. You know what, I don't believe in change. I have to correct myself. I believe in growth. You can only grow yourself. You can help people grow, but you have to grow yourself in order to be strong and happy. And in that token, folks, I'm going to say have a blessed day. This has been the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to have a beautiful and productive day. I've got to go take care of some things today that I'm not quite comfortable with. But here's the deal. I'm going to stay motivated. And when I stay motivated, that means I am going to keep everybody here in the audience happy. Because I am the man with the plan. Love you, America. See you when I see you. Why so serious? This has been the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. And guess what? I'm back in the cell again. Love you, Mama. Miss you. It was happy birthday to my mother yesterday. Bye-bye, guys. Have a great day. Love you, world.